it off my bed, and you're right, I felt better.
Did you?
Okay.
Good. Oh, that's great.
It is great. It was pretty bad before.
Well, you know, sometimes we get ourselves where ourselves are in a condition that we just kind of have to back off a little bit and introduce it just a little slower.
Well, I'm thankful because I was scared that what I thought was a magic miracle had just ended its magic, and that was kind of scary.
And now sometimes it overwhelms us, and our bodies go, whoop, 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 slow down.
Oh, it did it real loud and clear.
Detoxifying. I am detoxifying at the pace of my candle. Good morning. Are we calling Jerry?
Somebody's calling.
Somebody's calling somebody here.
Well, let's introduce ourselves. This is Sharon from Topeka, Kansas.
This is J.W. from Warrensburg, Missouri.
And I'm Vita from Eagle River, Alaska.
Hey, Jetty's here.
Oh,
Missouri.
Jetty. Hi, Jetty.
Hi.
And Vicky, where are you?
Vicky,
from?
I'm from Warrensburg also.
Awesome. What a surprise.
And who am I talking to?
This is Sharon.
Oh, okay, hi.
And Jetty. Where are you from, Jetty?
Missouri.
We're the I-70 crew. We're going to have to link up somehow with Vita there.
Yeah, I'm old Sally. I'll just go wings and fly.
Tell you what, we'll just all meet in Columbia. That'll be about a halfway spot there on I-70. We'll just all meet down there for... And then have this call in person one morning. That would be something, wouldn't it?
There we go. Oh, my gosh.
Morning preview. Yeah. Well, we are in the mastermind group, I think, that Think and Grow Rich talks about. And does anybody have any testimonies before I try to get started?
This is Steve from San Diego.
I don't know if this will be a testimony. I'm still really excited. I'm still on cloud nine. It was like yesterday. Like pinch me. I got dressed, Sharon. I finished my breakfast. I got in the car. I drove to work. I unlocked the door at 10 after 10. My client walks through the door. I put the call on loudspeaker. We're listening to the call. I had to get going. So you guys were just I just have to go. I was just waiting for the phone to ring. Thank God the phone didn't ring at work. It was like, oh gosh, I feel bad. It's like, hopefully Jerry doesn't go, and Vita.
Oh, I did.
I had to go. It's like, oh man.
I came back and said, hey, Vita, your question, did you get it answered? And you were gone, so I got it answered.
Well, I do have a testimony. This is Vicki. And mine is just that yesterday, like I told you, it was scary because I was afraid my magnets stopped working. If they stopped working, I didn't know where to go from there because they were the answer to my last point of hopelessness, you know. And I thought, oh, no, I don't know where to even turn if this doesn't work anymore. And when I got into this business, I know Sharon understands that for having had fibromyalgia for quite a while, you change your patterns of thinking, mm-hmm. and you get to where you're scared to commit to things, and you don't know when you're going to have a good day. And I would not have even considered the business, except the Lord helped me feel like it was the right thing to do. And I knew He would help me with anything He pushed me toward. And I have had the inkling several times that His plans for me are a lot bigger than mine.
Yeah.
And,
And
then when yesterday happened, I wasn't really so discouraged about naked. I wasn't even thinking about it. I just was like, I couldn't even think it yesterday because I was hurting so bad. And then He sent 2 phone calls and a person. I had only gotten one person from my, we're supposed to get 5 people on Pathfinders. I'd only gotten one person last week, was my worst total ever. And I didn't know how I was going to get more than that this week. And one of my grandson, who's going to turn 18 2 months, walked up to me and said, okay, you got to tell me about these magnets. So I did my ABC. So on my worst day, I did my ABC and had two wonderful phone calls. So
praise God.
I thought, you know, I feel like he's just there saying, I told you that what you can't do, I'll do for you. You just got to trust me. And so he did.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's awesome.
I did so.
Oh, God is good.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
Now, how many people on this call, is anybody else new on the call that hadn't announced themselves yet?
Mike Mercer just joined in.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How's Mike this morning?
Well, just beat up and running fast as he can, just trying to say, let me see if I can catch the ends of it here.
All right. Nothing's hurting, is it?
Yeah, my well hadn't broke anything today.
Okay, Lord, please put a double.
Put that hedge of protection around Mike.
Amen.
Exactly.
Golly gee. Okay, good morning. Who else is on our call?
Anita, and I'm going to put it on mute because I'm driving.
Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Anita.
Anita?
Yeah?
We have Vicki on here, which is the lady in Warrensburg that has the bed. She's on here, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you two might introduce yourself. Vicki, this is Anita. Anita, this is Vicki.
Hi, Anita.
Well, hi, Vicki. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Well, good. When am I going to meet you?
I hope.
We don't know yet, huh?
Well, you know, if whether these people come or not, Sharon and I would probably, I don't know if Sharon wants to drive that far, but I know that I want to come over today regardless.
Well, good. Y'all, let me know when you know what time.
Great. Okay. Are you easy to reach?
Well, yes, sometimes. Well, I'll give you my cell phone number in case.
I've got it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, I know that this is making noise, so I'll get out of here, and I'll just listen to you guys, okay?
Okay.
Nice meeting you, Vicki, and nice talking to everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Anybody else?
Steve Crowfoot, Sandy, Utah.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Good morning.
What was your name again?
Steve
Crowfoot.
Steve Crowfoot. Cool. And Steve offers us a unique perspective here. Because he's recording our calls for us to put them on the web. And unless anybody tells me, then I think we should give him the go-ahead to do so. So speak now or forever hold your peace if you don't want the recorded call on his website.
It's fine with me if you don't mind people laughing at me.
Gotta have a little bit of
that.
Oh, well, I have a couple of testimonies. First of all, yesterday, you know how sometimes you're in the middle of a winter storm and you're like going, okay, I got to just put my head down and get through this as fast as possible and get back in where it's warm. Well, the paperwork around here trying to get these packets done, and Ruth Williams has asked me to submit to her what's in the packet, what color the packet is. So yesterday the box arrived and I was all excited and everything, so I sat here and was doing all the packets. But one thing that I realized that, you know, the Lord, he's listening even when we're just sitting here on our phone call. And Vicki, you said something important, that there's something much bigger about this than what we even have an idea of. And so yesterday when J.W. and I were brainstorming, who's got a bed, and I got a hold of Karen, and she said, well, there is a gal, but she doesn't live in Kansas City, and she lives someplace out of town. Warrensburg's where she lives. And I said, oh, that's great. That's where they're from. So the Lord just automatically, he answered that petition without us even asking him specifically, Lord, could we have a bed in Warrensburg? He'd already prepared you for the need that was going to be coming up ahead of Jay and Anita showing somebody who their house had burned down the bed.
Well, I've got to tell you something bigger about that then.
Okay.
Because back at convention, when I jumped into this, I jumped into Meekin and paid $2,000 I didn't have to buy the demo and career packs, and the Lord helped me pay back within 3 months.
Wow.
And so I got convention, and I'm trying not to be impulsive, but I wanted the bed terribly. But I thought, okay, I've got to be reasonable about this. So I prayed the night before, and I said, Heavenly Father, I'll just decide not to do the bed. You help me feel good about that, and I'll resist ordering it. Well, I didn't feel good about it. All day long, the next day, I felt like I was supposed to have the bed. And so I was, since it lasted the whole day, I thought, okay, I'll just go for it and trust him. And so I was walking up to the counter to put in my order, and I saw someone that I talked to the day before about money and saying, boy, sometimes I think I go overboard. And I said, I'm going to do it. And she said, well, tell your husband we couldn't be with you 24 hours a day. And I said, well, I feel good about it. I prayed about it. I feel good about it. They said, okay. And I was walking towards it. I was like about 3 or 4 feet away from the counter turning my order. And this, the husband said, so you decided not to do it as part of your wellness home, huh? And I thought, oh, my goodness. I knew there was something else I had to think about. So to make a long story shorter, it didn't work out there. Nobody knew the answer whether I could put it with my wellness home or not and save money on it. And so somebody said, okay, wait till Monday then. And I said, but then I'll lose my extra points. And they said, well, I'll make sure you get it if you wait till Monday where we can answer you. Spent the entire day Monday on the call because nobody knew the answers. And finally, they did give me the answer that, and didn't save any money to buy it this way. But what it did save is you get it sent immediately if you buy it as part of your wellness home. And so everybody else is going to have to wait. And I thought, oh, my goodness, the Lord didn't only want me to have it. He wanted me to have it for anybody. And I got it sent immediately. And so no one else, even ones who ordered it at convention, didn't get it this soon. And I thought, wow. And that's when another time I got an inkling that he has bigger plans for me than I have.
Amen.
So that's kind of neat because I wouldn't have it if that hadn't happened.
Now, there's an interesting twist here. Mike Mercer donated he had bought a wellness home, and he got 2 free tickets. So Jetty got to go to convention out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jetty's on the call. You're here, right, Jetty? Jetty? She may be on mute.
Yeah.
Okay, but Jetty was at Humans Being More also, Vicki.
Well, I recognize her voice.
Yes.
I can't picture her.
And Jetty is the one, Vicki noticed me at Humans Being More wrapped up in, I was really cold in that room, and I wasn't taking my medication. I was determined I was going to be there in the moment at the Humans Being More training, and it's a long day. And so I went and asked the desk clerk if they'd bring me a blanket, and Jetty went and got her comforter, and I said, I'll just use this. Don't you look kind of cold, too? And she said, no, no, this is unlike any other comforter you've ever felt. It has far infrared and magnets in it. So I went over, and Kenny would sit down on the floor with me, and I'd go over, and I'd wrap up in that comforter. And my goal was to make it through Humans Being More, and I didn't know if I would make it through because I knew my body wouldn't always accommodate what my mind wanted to do. And sure enough, because of that comforter that Jetty had loaned to me, I was able to make it through the conference. Well, the interesting thing was Vicki noticed that I was going through a fibromyalgia moment there and asked me about it, and I was flippant, and not really flippant, but defensive. I said, please don't ask me about this because I don't even want to think about it because my body hurts so bad. That was what was going through my mind. I can't even talk about this because it hurts too bad. But then here yesterday on the phone, Vicki said, did you go to Humans Being More training in Branson? I said, yes. And she said, I remember you. You're the lady with dark hair. You had fibromyalgia. So it's interesting how God already knew who was going to be a part of the bigger plan.
I know, that's
yeah.
Neat. And I do remember Jetty now. She's the one that always has a smile, right?
Yeah, and she has really long hair.
Oh, maybe I don't, though. She's not the right one I'm thinking about.
Jetty always has a smile, too.
What color hair?
Jetty's is brown.
Well, I'll have to think about it. I'll know her when I see her.
Yeah, so... Okay, well, I guess, and then the other thing before I came on the call this morning was I was listening to Paula White, and her, I think we're all on the same wavelength. Her message was, you'll be attracted to people who have big on the inside of them, and you'll surround yourself with people who have big on the inside of them. Or the other way to put that would be, don't affiliate with anybody who doesn't have vision. And when you become a person of vision, you just won't affiliate with anybody else who doesn't have vision because you'll immediately begin to sense that they're out to steal your vision. Or they're what we would call spiritual sponges. They'll take way more than you have to give. So I think that's something as we pray this morning that we really need to pray for the fullness of what God has in store for us. And like what Vita's, her testimony this week of God just dropping a wellness home. I mean, somebody came and sued her.
Yep. It's just part of God's big plan, you know. He orchestrates. You don't realize how you working in a beauty salon, you sometimes I find myself asking God, please God, let me make a difference today in somebody's life. Am I still doing what you want me to do? Or is it time to you know, go somewhere else and do something different? And it never fails. He just keeps on bringing people in my life, and it's just awesome. You just got to give him the praise and the credit.
Okay, well, who would like to pray?
I will.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the friendships that we share, and that thou hast touched our lives so beautifully. We thank thee for letting us interact and cross one of those paths. We thank thee for helping us to be in tune, that we may follow the inspiration and instructions thou hast given us, that we can be in place when we're needed. We ask that thou would be with us throughout the day, that we can remember thee and be thankful for all of the blessings that we have, be thankful also for the trials and challenges, and then find what we can learn from those things. We thank you for our families and the support that they give us, and for our homes and all the needs that are supplied so abundantly by thee. And we ask that thou give us the strength that we need today and the wisdom that we need, and help us to speak kind words to everyone that we come in contact with. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh. Woo! There is a level of excitement here that I don't think, maybe I'm just excited, I don't know. Does anybody else feel it?
I feel something strong. It's a recommitment, or just an appreciation, or just, I guess, it's the realization of being part of a much bigger plan, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, one idea that came to me as I pray before I come on the call was, first, in one or two sentences tossed out there, what's bigger than what we thought? What's our big why? Is it a country we're called to? Is it what, and not overcoming health issues and not overcoming debt? But above and beyond that, because as we go for the vision that God has given us, as we work towards the vision of walking with the Lord and listening to the Lord and saying, Lord, where would you have me turn into? Where would you have me go? What do you want me to do? And even listening to things like cravings for food and going to a restaurant and sharing with someone or whatever. But what are the big, in a couple of sentences, I think it's important for each one of us to state, what's the bigger picture of why we are involved in this awesome company?
What I would say is to give God the glory, that as he touches people's lives. Someone told me they think they get offended when people bring God into the Nikan thing. They think they should keep the business separate. I said, well, I can't do that because he's an integral part. And I've been, he's let me know before that I need to give him the glory, let people know about him. And I thought in a business in the past I had a hard time doing that. In this one, I can't not do it. So he put me in a position where it just happens. And so we can touch people's lives, but we can also bring them to him.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely,
right.
That is awesome. Anybody else? A country that you're called to, a group that you're called to?
Well, I'm still trying to get the cotton out of my ears. I just haven't heard that small, still voice yet, so I'm still just giving God the glory and the praise and you know, every day it's like, okay, God, I know there's something big out there in the horizon. I just have a big heart for people from the get-go. As a teenager, he's always given me a heart for older people, a gift to know when somebody is hurting. And before Nikan came into my life. He always gave me hands that through prayer and his words of wisdom, I knew right where they hurt and could bring them comfort. And I didn't even know that. So when Nikan came along, it was just an awesome gift to be able, an extension of a gift that he had already given me that wasn't really sure what to do with. So it just, to me, it just made that gift a lot more exciting. But I know there's a bigger picture out there still.
Okay, so then our prayer for you, with you, Vita, is that the clarification, the clarity of his vision for you will become so clear that you hear it when you wake up and when you sleep, you'll dream about it.
Ah, that's exciting.
Yeah, because he says that he will pour out his spirit and that you will dream dreams and you will have visions. And so write the vision down so that at the appointed time you may run with it. Jetty, are you muted?
She must be trying to be quiet.
Hey, Debbie, what's yours? He's muted, too. Mike Mercer.
Mike Mercer.
Yeah.
Wow, my vision's not nearly as big as what it ought to be.
You're right.
Eventually, what I'd like to happen is that I have the opportunity to have something in my hand that I can help other people that want to do something with their life.
Yep.
They don't have to have the college degrees. They don't have to have something already in line. They just have to have a want to and a willingness to work. And, you know, we can offer them freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, I really want to develop Nikan where that we can pay Ridgetop off.
Yes.
And then use it for our ministry, be able to be just open for pastors and church leaders and things of that nature to come here and get some R&R to where that they can, you know, rest and recuperate and regain their vision and go back into the field. And it's strange because my older brother had that vision for this place before, you know, back when I first bought it. And, of course, all I could see is, wow, Lord, we just got to get enough to pay the bills at the end of the month. And I really look forward to it, and it's going to take some time. I've got so many irons in the fire going so many directions right now that my most important thing is to make sure that I keep Nikan on the burner to where that as I run across people that I'm sharing it with them. And you share it with enough people, it's, you know, just like the Vita, you know, somebody came back in saying, hey, I want a wellness home.
He came and found her.
I know.
But the thing about it is, if she wasn't in Nikan, they wouldn't have found her.
Right.
But she shared with somebody, someplace, somebody has told somebody, and that's the way God works things, is that, you know, you put it out, and it will come back to you.
Yes.
Steve, you're being quiet this morning. Are you still awake?
I am.
Okay. What's your bigger vision? As big as you can get.
You know,
your biggest vision.
What I've put down in the past is that I am a powerful and effective leader in my family and in Nikan. My vision is both the Lord's vision and Nikan's vision. I'm empowering my family members as well as my group of worldwide wellness consultants to build their lives and businesses successfully. When 2010 ends, we will have realized Nikan's goal to develop 10,000 happy millionaires while creating 1 million certified wellness homes. And this will be accomplished by using the Lord's vision to have peace and goodwill toward all mankind, along with Nikan's vision of being operational in 100 countries.
Ooh. Now, which of those 100 countries do you want to be in?
as many as I can.
But specific, I know mine are China, Malaysia, Singapore, and Israel. And Jetty's is to a lost tribe. Golly gee, Jetty, when you come off your mute, you'll have to tell me where it's at.
I know, I forget where it is, too.
South America.
South America, somewhere, I think.
It's in Latin America. Who's Ann?
Hi, Ann.
Hey.
Okay, so what is your big vision while we're letting Steve think about what countries is he calling you to? And he may bring them up to you as we're discussing this.
Well, definitely nothing as big as all of you guys. I just didn't want to have to be a nurse anymore and get to work at home. So that's how I did it. I just want to help people be healthy, and this is a good way to do it.
So you're going to be a one-on-one. Your vision is to help people one-on-one right where you're at.
Yeah, I guess so for now. I haven't really thought about going to other countries or anything like that.
Well,
you know, the greatest vision you can have when you have children is to be a stay-at-home mom and to give them the influence and the love and the stability and the foundation to launch their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no greater vision than that. You could go out and change the whole world, but what happens with your children is the most important thing that you do in life. And you know, that it when you're successful there, it builds success to do anything else you want to do. But no matter how successful you are in every other endeavor, if you fail there, you've missed what your life is really about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's I think that's a great, you know, just a super idea.
Thanks.
So you're helping Jetty stay at home. Because Ian, you're not married yet, are you?
Yeah, well,
you
we have both this summer, and then we have a wedding in December. It's a big mess, but yeah, I'm married.
But you don't have children yet.
No.
But Jetty does.
Jetty does, yeah.
So yeah, you came into Jetty's life, and you're helping to fulfill her bigger vision.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Some big goals, so it's good to help her get there.
Okay, any other comments? Or I know we're going to go over packets today, but I feel like we're on a roll and there's something, I mean, we're just seeing, would you all agree that we have seen miracles happen as a result of coming together and honoring the Lord and bringing
Amen.
into what we're doing?
Amen. I just find that I just keep on getting spiritually closer and closer to the people on this Pathfinder call. It's just truly amazing how he brings people into your lives and your spirit somehow gets connected with people, and people are at a higher level that don't even know you. Just all of a sudden, God's just sat you in their lap, and you become, you just start rolling. You become a part of that big picture, and it's really awesome to be a part of something big.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome to have something that's a tool and a vehicle that we can take to the nations.
Exactly.
And like Chuck Branham says, the gospel's free, but getting it, there's not.
That's for sure.
And you know, and what you're doing there, Mike, and what each one of us are doing is just. The other day when Jim Dragon called me, and how many are excited about Jim Dragon coming on Wednesday?
Oh,
very clear.
I kept having the vision of Jim Dragon coming on the call on Wednesday, and I didn't have the courage to ask him. Then when he called, I was like, huh? Wow. This is, and I was speechless, which is rare.
Yes, that is rare.
And he said, well, what do you want out of your business? Huh? You know? And finally, more finances. And when I told him, he said, how would you like to know that 1 year from now, $12,000 a month will be going into your account without a shadow of a doubt if you just do one thing. Well, when I asked that to somebody else, he said, or my husband's best friend, he said, that's a trick question. This can't be real. That's too good to be true. And I said, well, I don't know, Dwayne, if it's real or not, but let me tell you, if somebody tells me that in a year from now I can have $12,000 a month going into my checking account, I'm going to listen up. That would change my life.
What's
forever.
The one thing?
Huh?
What's the
you?
One thing?
Does anybody have an idea what that one thing is?
I do, but I'm not going to say. I'll see if anybody else knows.
Cost you $100 a month.
And oh, auto ship.
Take, huh?
Auto ship.
Auto ship.
One
right.
person a month and duplicate
yep.
it.
So, Steve, tell us how that works.
Well, for one person a month and duplicate auto ship, and each one of those that you sponsor, you help them to sponsor once a month, and everybody's on auto ship, and at the end of the year, you'll be there.
And what happens in the 13th month?
That's when it just multiplies.
It doubles.
To what?
24,000.
Okay, so when we're doing our life cycle plans, and Suzanne's not on the call this morning, but she gave me an idea yesterday. She kept going back in and writing down numbers by everybody's name on her life cycle plan, and then she called me and said, oh, I wrote down the number, and they called me back, and that's what they ordered. I said, oh, wow, you mean you just, what are you doing there, Suzanne? She says, well, I have their names written down, and I just put a number beside them. So that's how much volume that's what they're going to order. Well, they did it.
Oh, that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, so as we're getting our packets ready, and this takes me back to the packet. You all asked me to go through the packet information. When you sign somebody up and you go through the consultant information from NECN, and you can either download the application from your computer or take it and run copies, and the copies are the cheapest way to be able to leave an application behind and not really worry about it, because what's 2 or 3 cents? You know, just put it on the front and back, and they've got the consultant information, the business kit information, and then down there at the bottom it says auto ship. Now, Jenny, how did you do that pretty regularly when you sign people up? She's being quiet for the baby. Has anybody else done this as a regular part of their signing someone up?
You mean a regular part of showing somebody the business that you
yeah.
leave the you leave the sign up sheet there, where that way they have the opportunity, if you don't sign up while you're there, that you it's right there for them to do it.
Mhm. And do you believe that if you leave it behind and you just follow up, that they might just sign up on their own?
That's a real possibility.
It is a possibility. So on the application form, you need to make sure it says
got your numbers on it.
Yeah, it says sponsor ID and sponsor last name. So you got to make sure that you got your sponsor ID on the top, and this I messed up on the first time I did it, but on the bottom of it says sponsor ID number, and it's at the top, and then sponsor last name, and then the bottom line is the sponsor's first name. And so you just put your number on each one of these and hand them out. Now, Jetty, when she ordered, she just went in, and they went in and ordered Wellness Home on their own. Golly gee, wouldn't we all like to have one of those?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 6 of them.
And then when you go through, it's finally dawned on me. I am not imposing something on somebody when I invite them to join me in auto ship. Because when we listen to Jim Dragon on Wednesday, he's going to tell us how Jade Grainzymes and Ciaga and Lactoferrin have been proven in clinical studies to keep cancer cells from multiplying and that the documentation that's out there, the research that's out there, is so, from Israel and around the world, is so compelling that there's no reason why, once you tell somebody, well, you know, if you want to avoid heart disease and cancer and things like that, take these nutritionals. And I'm not doing my job if I don't tell you about the value of AutoShip, because if I'm on AutoShip this month and I sign up one other person on AutoShip, that makes it sound like I'm making them do something. But if I invite them to enjoy the benefits of the nutritionals, and also knowing that they're not going to get their bonus check if they're not on AutoShip, I'm doing them a disservice by not saying, well, we need to go ahead and fill out this AutoShip information, right?
Right.
So this application is one of the most important things, that if you don't have that and you invite somebody and you tell them about the business but you don't invite them to join you, you've just totally confused them. And they're going to say, well, and I've had people come back to me and say, well, why didn't you invite me? You told me all about it, but am I not good enough? So the invitation needs to go out to everyone, like with the gospel. Any questions or comments? So, Vita, does that help you in persevering to get Stefan on away?
Yes, I'm going to get on the website today and download that order form, because for some reason the ones that I have must be the older ones that I have. So I'm do that and give that to him with his ignition sequence guide.
Yeah. And does everybody think that this will work if we share this with one other person and they're on AutoShip?
Oh, I know it'll. Yeah.
So, Mike, go ahead, shoot that.
Well, that was Ann. Vita, the person you're talking about, are they already a member?
Yes, they are. Signed up and bought a certified, a total certified wellness home.
Oh, okay, because they're saying you're going to give him order forms. He can just, you know, order online. He doesn't have to have an order form.
Well, this is the funny part about this young man. He doesn't own a computer.
Oh.
And he doesn't have any credit cards.
He pays in cash.
So we had quite the challenge.
Okay.
Does he live in a home? I'm still wondering if this guy's an angel.
He rents. He doesn't have his own home yet. So.
How many people show up, chase you down, come to your place of business, and come pay for their wellness home in cash?
That
sounds like a real idea, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. I mean, he taught me something.
So now her question is, how can I get him on AutoShip and show him the value of AutoShip if he doesn't have credit cards, and he doesn't have a bank account, and he pays in cash?
Well, my husband just asked me the same thing today. He said, can we pay by check? Can you pay some other way?
Well, I think, okay, Vita, have you found the answer to that one yet, or is that still a...
I'm still investigating that one. I'm going to talk to him today. Yesterday was just a tough day at work. Almost lost my cookies. So, but today I was surprised he didn't come in at the end of the day. But I will go over to the store tomorrow, today, and meet him and ask him a few more questions. But I'm kind of leaning towards, the small little voice is telling me, I don't know that he has a bank account, but he's got to have a bank account. Doesn't everybody have a bank account?
I don't know.
You can put somebody under your own if you trust them enough and they pay.
Right.
Because my mother-in-law was on under me. I just put her under my own ownership with her name. And at first I had my credit card. She just paid me cash, and charged my credit card, and I paid it back at the end of the month. But you'd want to trust them a lot. That's not a great option, but it is an option.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the Lord's going to have to tell me that one, because I don't want to enable him. I want him to be dependent. I mean, I want him to be independent, not dependent on me, but at the same time, I shared with him, that is my job to help you, but my job also is to open your eyes on how to do this business the easiest way you can. So as we grow and you learn, I'm here as much as I can be. I'm not going to be a fool, but because I have a big heart and sometimes people walk all over it. I just want to grow a family that can do this without me and know that, oh, I don't have the answer. I've taught them how to go out and find the answer.
Yep. Okay, you all asked me the other day to go over packets. Are there specific questions, or do you want me to just go over the basic things that I put in a packet?
Go over the basic things you're putting in a packet.
Okay. My first thing is going to be your contact information, the Ignition Sequence Guide, and that is page 32. I put that on the top, and I ask them to fill that out. Very quickly, I'll find out, you know, if there's a hesitancy or if they want to move forward, because most people won't fill it out if they're not interested at all. So I put the contact information on the top. And then I do this backwards from what Jerry did. Well, he says he goes over three, your reason for doing NECAN. But I put four, five, and six in there. And then in a discussion, I ask them the reason for why they would want to do NECAN. And then, you know, and then try and find out why in asking them. Because a lot of people, when you're asked to write down why you would want to do something, the most basic thing is better health and better wealth. So they've already answered the question, they want better health and better wealth. So, and we'll go back to that in a minute, because some of you who have watched Jerry may be able to tell me how that applies. But so I go to page four, consumer, what type of business will you build? Will you be a consumer, a wholesale consumer, extra income, second income, and primary income? And in between one and two, I draw the line and say that three, four, and five are where you get your tax benefits. And if you want to be a one or a two, a consumer or a wholesale consumer, that is awesome. And so then I go to the order form and go to the price list. And depending on if they want to be a consumer, then you got to have the regular price list. And at that point, I usually will invite them, if they would like to be a preferred customer. So they'll get a 10% off. And some people will actually say to me, no, I don't want anything coming to me in the email or anything. I just want to be a consumer. I'll pay retail. Okay. All right. You pay retail. So then I have to have the retail price sheet, so that's in a highlighter, and I go down the list with a highlighter. These are the things, listening to what they're saying, these are the things that I've heard you say that you're interested in. Or if I'm just doing this in a conversation, then I talk to them, and then I go back to the car, because sometimes it's just a friendly conversation, and I'll highlight the retail, you know, form, so that when I go back and follow up, I can remember what they wanted. And then on five and six, of course, we've gone over that enough that everybody knows. It's your business launch, how to become a member, what do you want from your business. And so if you'll leave that with somebody and you let them know, now the key is to make sure that on product ordering, if they're going to do it by phone, even if it's the first time they've ever ordered anything, NECAN is going to ask them, have you sold at least 70% of your product? And they have got to say yes. Well, they're going to go, well, I don't know, I haven't even bought any product. It doesn't matter, because that's a law. So that's there to protect everyone. Then I also put the application form in, and I make sure that I put it on a 11 by 17, and it folds over. And on the top part, it's got the auto ship information, and it's got all the codes and the prices. and on the bottom part is God's the application. So I fold that over, and before I print that, though, I write in my ID number and name, and then I go and run copies. And
where do you get this, the 11 by 14 form?
Well, you just take both of them. You take both 8.5 by 11s, mm-hmm. and you take them up to the Xerox copy, and you just choose the paper size of 11 by 17, and you stack them on the copier side by side so that they come out 11 by 17, and then you fold them over. And so you've actually got two pages on one page, so it's, well, where I go, it's 3 cents. Okay, and then I also put in the preferred customer program, because I moved so many people from preferred customer into being a consultant. So I have them, I put that in there, and then application for retail auto ship.
Wait, what was that you said just now?
There's a preferred customer program registration form that you can get, and it's within your kit. If you go back and look at your kit, your business kit, it had all of these forms in it. So it's not something you have to go, or you can download it off the computer. And then I also put the application for retail auto ship in there. And when I go through the conversation, then they'll tell me what they want. And so then I'll pull out the forms that they're not interested in and just leave the things that they are interested in the packet. And then I have like a overflow folder that I go back and I put my additional information in there. Then I also put a water flyer in there that compares the cost of water. And on the front of it, it tells about the water, and on the back, it gives the price. And so if we're doing just a water demonstration or something, I'll put these water flyers right beside it. And you never know. Sometimes somebody pops up and says they want it. And then the Brody Craney Bringing Wellness Home. There's two things that Dennis Williams carries around with him at all times when he's out talking to people. And one is, well, there's three. One is Bringing the Wellness Home flyer, the big fold-out brochure. The second is the Super Mini. And the third is his portfolio of Dennis Williams tools. Any
what does
questions?
His portfolio include?
The portfolio, if you get the Dennis Williams tools, there's a CD that you can get. And it has all the things. It has the photos of the people that have, you know, been healed from knee cancer. It has all the sports figures and the testimonials and Dennis and Ruth's, you know, how he walks through the business plan, the wellness home and how you duplicate, and the auto ship and how that duplicates. And that can be ordered from Blue Ribbon. Excuse me. Any questions? Okay, now to make it one step further, when I was talking to Ruth, we've color-coded, and I've come up with the specific colors of the files so that if I can look, if I have a group of people, which I believe that JW and Mike, I believe that there's going to be a group of people, I believe that at least there's a certain number of packets that I believe in between now and the end of the year I needed to get prepared to go out and run, because you guys have the vision and you're running with it, so now I need to be able to come along and run with you. And so there's a certain amount of packets that I put together. And the different colors of packets, red, and what I did was I went to Dollar General, And I've kept this really low cost. I've used the Xerox, the copy machine. The most expensive thing has been Dennis Williams' portfolio. But once you see how well his portfolio works, $40 or $50 is not too much if you sell a wellness home or you get somebody on auto ship. So that's a one-time investment, and then you can run copies of that. Then the folders, I went to Dollar General, and they have 8 folders for $1. So, you know, it's, I don't know, 12 cents a piece or something like that. So by the time I get done, I don't like to invest more than about 20 to 30 cents on the folder. And then that way I don't feel bad if I leave it behind. You know, I mean, it doesn't break my heart to think, okay, well, I just left 30 cents or 50 cents on the table with this person to see if they're going to move forward. And it gives them all the information that they need to go ahead and sign up. Red, orange is body balance. Red is for the jewelry and the magnets. Blue folders are for the water and the Pi Mag water. And then also, that's the light blue. And then the dark blue is for wellness homes. And green is nutritionals and the cookware and anything that's going to keep you healthy, so your cardio strides or anything like that. And so I include testimonials in these folders if I feel like it's necessary. And then I just hand the folders out. If somebody's told me I have problems with asthma, then I'll give them a folder and I'll put an asthma testimonial in there and a little bit of information. Any questions?
Are you going to come to my house today? And if you do, you bring one. That's the fee for seeing my bed.
Okay, let me tell you this way. I will come, and let's see how the schedule goes here, because I do have product to deliver today. But when I do come, I will bring all this information with me so you can see it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What did you say the dark blue one was for?
Dark blue, the wellness home.
Yeah.
And I try and find something that's a, if you get these, do you all have a Dollar General store where you're at?
Yeah.
Walmart.
Walmart? Okay.
Yeah.
Walmart may have it too.
There's sometimes you can find stuff at Walmart just cheaper than the Dollar General. It's kind of, you just have to shop it and see.
Yeah.
And there again, that still small voice of the Lord. I mean, down there where you're at, Mike, you have Fred's, and usually they run these folders on sale for 10 for $1, so you got to just watch them. But they don't have as many color combinations. So that's okay with me. I'd rather have less colors. But this one had 8 different colors in it, so I decided I must have needed 8 different colors because I was looking for folders, because if you just buy them singly, they're going to cost you 30 to 50 cents each. Well, you can see where that's really going to cost you a lot of money, and people will go, oh, well, that's too much money. And so I don't know if Walmart has, you know, I haven't really, I didn't find them at Walmart, but that doesn't mean Walmart doesn't, and you guys have a bigger Walmart down there, so.
Well, I do have to say something on these packets, because that was one thing when this young gentleman that bought the wellness home came in, and he turned around and came back the second day. I real quick put together a packet in one of these folders and did what you suggested. Of course, I haven't gotten your packet yet with the Dennis Williams thing, so I just kind of improvised. And that was something that he was so surprised that I took him serious, and his comment to me was, gosh, this is really professional. This is really great. You've got some good information here. So I just, you know, I was like, wow. It kind of caught me off guard, you know. It's like, what do you mean it's professional? I didn't say it, but I was thinking, what does he mean by it? It looks professional. But, you know, that was, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, when you guys put your packets together, you may run across somebody that it just hits that way. And that's really how we want to come off, you know, to people, because it is an awesome opportunity. It's not just some fly-by-night thing.
Did I put the catalog in there?
No. The last color that I forgot is purple. And purple is for the business builders. Now, I used to, and I told Ruth this, I said, well, I put them in green. And she says, how come? And I said, because that's money to me. And she says, well, don't you think they'll perceive that? I think business builders need to go in purple.
For royalty.
So I shifted my thinking, and I put the business. business builders in purple. And so I have the business builder information in purple. The wellness home, the new wellness home information in there. Anything that a business builder is going to need, pages 1 through 10 could be put in there if you think you've got a really strong lead. But my ignition sequence guide, I found some white envelopes at Office Depot. Is that where I went? And they're white envelopes, and they have a spot in the front for your business card. And so I put the ignition sequence guides in there with the business card, and then I have to get the copies of the ignition sequence guide DVD to put in there. So I've made some of those packets up with pages 1 through 12. I actually go, Jerry says 1 through 10, but I, for some reason, I go to 12. I have to look here and see why. Oh, because that's where the, you know, where it breaks. It says building your team starts at 13. So I just go 1 through 12 and working with Upline, because to me, our network is three-quarters of what we've got in this business. If you don't know how to use a magnet and you're going through a fibromyalgia challenge, network can help. They could be an answer to your prayer, right, Vicki?
Right.
So I put 1 through 12 in there to begin with and then go through it with them. Any questions or comments?
What was red?
What was what?
The red folder?
The red is the jewelry brochure. I've got a new jewelry brochure. And any of the magnets, you know, because it increases the blood flow, and we got Valentine's Day coming up, and you got Christmas coming up, and, you know, put a magnet on them.
That's right.
And you guys can help improvise this or tell me, you know, I'm open to your suggestions if you think I got the wrong thing in the wrong place.
So you put... page 32, 3, and 4, 5, and 6, and then in all of these folders?
Yeah.
And then information and the red one on jewelry and magnets, and then...
Yes.
You put the pamphlet, or you, like, print off testimonials about it, or...
Both. I haven't gotten the testimonials yet, but I'm going to get some testimonials, so I'll put the testimonials in there about the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put the pamphlet in there. Now, you'll quickly notice if you ever watch me doing a presentation, if that person, if they're not getting an aha moment, and I got that brochure right out there in front of them, and they just are not doing a head nod, yes, up and down, I'm interested, I take the brochure back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sharon's only copy, you know, personal copy. And that's a way that you can do your catalogs, because people, they'll want your catalogs, like, up front and fast. But I have not found that giving out a catalog is going to make somebody order something. As a matter of fact, they tell you to take the price sheet out of the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that answer your question, Ann?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Any other questions? And then also the wellness, the new magazine. You take that, and that was the other thing that Dennis did. He had the new magazine. He had the Success at Home magazine, and I think he left that there with Mike.
Yeah. It also has the DVD in it.
Right.
I think the DVD CD.
Right. So it's like $75 for 25 of those. So if you were doing a big convention or something like that, like a big trade show like Ann and Jetty did, you would want to have some of those. But the main idea behind the central packet is don't make it too expensive. And did you notice that I don't put a CD or a DVD in this packet?
I noticed.
Why?
That. Giving too much information without being with them?
That's one. Any other reasons why I wouldn't put a CD or a DVD in there?
Because then they'll think it's going to be hard to duplicate.
That's another good point. Yep. Any other reasons?
they have another option to come ask you for more information.
That's great. That's another reason. Any other ones?
So you have something to give them tomorrow.
Exactly. And then what have I got to do if I give them something tomorrow?
Within 48 hours, do it again.
Follow up. So, if I'm giving them the initial packet, how do you see this playing out? Can anybody see this playing out in your business? If you've got the packet
in? Somebody said you need to make about 5 contacts before you really have somebody, ready to make a decision even.
Yep.
So it gives you another chance to make another contact, another chance to make another contact where you're keeping the contacts going forward, and then they come to a place where they say no, well, then you can collect it all back up.
Exactly.
They say yes, well, then you give them a little more.
Right. So is that something worth getting excited about?
Very excited.
Oh, most definitely.
So you initially, describe to me how you see this playing out as I'm doing this. As we're going through this, in your imagination, how do you see parts of this, how you can duplicate this and apply this to what you're doing now throughout the end of the month and then into December?
We'll say, for instance, the orange folder for body balance. I have somebody in the little mall that I'm at. I do her hair. She's asked me many times about body balance, and I've drizzled on her and drizzled on her and drizzled on her. So this will give me an opportunity to put this little packet together, take it over to her place of business, and give me a chance to follow up and invite her to the home for a body balance night. Or sometimes what I found is if they are hesitant about coming to your house, there's a lot of women in that office, I'll just bring body balance right to them at lunch. Mm-hmm. So I can see it as an opportunity to go back, but move her through the process, because up until now she keeps on asking questions, but I haven't got a yes, haven't got a no, so I can see this as getting closer to yes.
Well, and you can also put in there the lifestyles telephone number, and it's Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. You can put the call-in information. And sometimes it seems like I overdo with conference calls, but you know what? When you find a really good one, plug someone in. Because
right.
They may need that daily support to stay on that diet, to change that lifestyle, to understand how the body balance works. And we at least need to give them the option. If they don't want to go on, that's great. The call's going to be there anyways.
Right.
And then another thing on my business builders, Mike, what did I give you a list of?
Are you asking me?
Yep. If you go through pages 1 through 12 and you look at page in the ignition sequence guide and you look at page 10 is my sponsorship checklist. And then 11 and 12 are working with Upline and acting like Upline. And so did I give you a copy of Upline telephone numbers in your packet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Straight off the bat. And said, here's our Upline. Of course, he had Upline sitting right there in his living room. But you can also put, as long as you've talked with Crossline and said, hey, would you be willing to do some three-way phone calls with me as I'm, building our group or whatever, I think it's a given on this call that people are willing to do three-ways. But I don't think we do it quite as much as, I think we're going to see more activity as we go into the end of the month.
Most definitely.
questions or comments. Jetty, are you on yet? Or Ann, when you all did that trade show, was there anything else that Jerry was handing out that I have not mentioned?
Jerry wasn't handing anything out.
Did you have packets that were there, or did you just have a sign-up sheet?
We just had a sign-up sheet.
Okay.
I think... Oh, they took... we just had a copy of, like, the biaxial body energizer research.
Mm-hmm.
One of the articles that was done by that. And then a small little, like an eighth of a sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cutout that said about another lecture that was going on the next day at the university Jerry was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then an invite to the Wellness Home Preview.
Good.
But we didn't have any packets or anything. That might have been a good idea.
Well, might have signed some people up right there on the spot.
Yeah, I see there were some people that wanted to, and since we didn't.
When you did the booth, I get every time you was doing a booth did you get any favorable follow up that you made some good contacts that brought you that did it bring no did follow into fruition of bringing somebody in?
Oh yeah, that's where all my people are from. But actually, it was at a chiropractic university. They had a vendor's day.
Uh-huh.
And because that is endorsed by the World Federation of Chiropractics, we were able to go. And then Jerry was kind enough to come down, and then Jetty had set the whole thing up. So, I mean, I was just lucky that they even let me come. And there were just flocks of people that would come by and listen to Jerry, and then some would come by, and then they'd come back with their friends, and then they'd come back with more friends, and it was really good.
Well, that is really neat. So that was a really, like, the opening door of catching people who are not only, they're kind of qualified because they're into the wellness business. And this is like another era in their quiver. That's hitting a really good hot market then.
Yeah, it's really just taken off from that because, you know, some people have maybe heard of it, or we can even just say, oh, well, did you see our booth at Distributor's Day? And they'll be like, oh, no, what'd you have? You know, something like that. Or I think it, for me, that's when I took off, too. It made it seem like it was an actual company. Otherwise, to me, it just seemed like some little rinky-dink online, you know, waste of money kind of thing. And then I guess it was like a business and product validation for Jerry to come and have the Distributor's Day, because if they can go to a local university, I mean, they have to be real and tangible and stuff and legit.
Now, one thing that I figured out that I missed was the sleep system, and I put that in a yellow folder. So I realized that I had one color that was missing here. So to briefly kind of go over it, you've got yellow. That's going to be your sleep system. Purple is going to be royalty for your business builders. Orange is going to be for the body balance. Red is the magnetics, the new jewelry and the magnetics. Green is the nutritionals, the cookware, cardio strides, anything that helps with healthier lifestyle. Your Dennis Williams tools, CD, and then also Jerry has recommended, and everybody's recommending, that when we do our wellness preview, we use the first look DVD since it's so short and concise. And then there's another one, Ann, that you all have that's a Rick Murphy short CD. I think Jetty was going to send me a copy of that.
8-minute CD?
Yeah. And what's the name of that? Because I don't have that one yet.
I think it's called Is This For You?
Is This For You, yeah.
It basically sounds almost identical to his big picture call.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's, I guess it's a couple minutes shorter, because his big picture call is like 12 minutes or 15.
Okay, so that gets us armed. One of the most major common questions in Pathfinders is, what do I give them next? You know, once I do that, what do I do? And so once you've watched all the DVDs and the CDs, you kind of get an idea of, okay, if this one's diabetic, I'm going to give them thermographics. But if you give them thermographics, don't expect to get that DVD back. For some reason, they hang on to them. Same thing with Gordon Peterson's Essence of Wellness. And then there's some of them that they'll give them back. And you have to be kind of perseverant in going and getting them back, but you kind of keep them. So you do this. This is your initial out there running. So I know when I got packets ready to go, I'm ready to put my shoes on, my clothes on, and get out the door and go run and go see some people. Any questions or comments?
But now when you go out with your packets, you actually sit down with people. You don't just hand packets out all around town.
No, it just depends on if I'm going to do a support group or if I'm going to come out and work with Jane and Anita with a group of people that they may have, you know, gathered together, or Mike and Deborah. It just depends on what I'm doing that day. Say, for example, right now we're in a treasure hunt. How's everybody doing on their treasure hunt to bring a professional on the call Monday? Anybody got one yet?
No.
Okay, well, as I go out in my treasure hunt today, I'm going to go to my professionals that I've been talking to. I'm going to just leave a packet of information with them, but I've typed up this little form that shows the Monday call and the Wednesday call and who's going to be speaking, and invite the guests on. And we'll see. You know, I mean, all I can do is invite them.
This is not people who are in Meekin, it's just...
This is, on Monday and Wednesday, this is a shift from our normal call. Normally, we just have a brainstorming group, but we decided that we were going to, I don't know who did, Steve's the one who mentioned doing the treasure hunt, calling it a treasure hunt. So we're looking for professionals who we've been dripping on, that we've been talking to, that may be interested in talking to another professional. So we'll have Dr. Dick Walker on the call on Monday, and he's an ER doc. And he'll be able to answer any professional calls, or else at least, you know, introduce them to the idea of, you know, here's how a professional actually utilizes NECAN in their business. And then he's going to give us pointers on Monday on when we're approaching a professional, what to keep in mind and what to expect and what we need to be willing to do to help that professional be successful in NECAN. And then on Wednesday we'll have Jim Dragon, who... is going to coach us. And
awesome.
Lots of facts. We need to just, he was a former pharmaceutical representative, and so if you ask him about the documentation, see, pharmaceutical reps are trained to go in there with all of the clinical studies and all of that information on their drugs. Well, he's just adapted that to NECAN, and it is some phenomenal information that will eventually be incorporating that, and you're not going to give a double-blind study to just anybody. But if you're dealing with professionally, you need to be prepared with the double-blind study and the NSF report and those things.
And he stays up to date with what's current right now in the pharmaceuticals and with the NECAN crowd, so he's awesome.
That's great.
Okay, y'all. Well, I think we've exceeded our time today, but I think everybody, are y'all ready to go out there? I know I am.
Thank you so much for the information.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye. Talk to Holly.
Have a blessed one. Bye. Bye now.